another episode of JRC TV. This week we are going to be focused on freedom and fulfillment. I wanted to give you a little bit of insight on a trip we took as far as our freedom and fulfillment in our life and business this year. Earlier in January, we decided to do a 8-city, 20-day journey across the United States. We stopped in 8 cities along the way and did volunteer projects, random acts of kindness, and found a way to just give back in every way we could along the journey. Now, one of my favorite stops and moments of the journey was we got to stop at Ram Church in Las Vegas and provide Christmas, at least a Christmas surprise dinner, to a family that couldn't quite afford to have their own Christmas this year. And they're a wonderful group of people. I think there were 11 family members in total. They had the biggest hearts, the biggest smiles, and they were a lot of fun to hang out with that night. Thank you to Whole Foods, California Pizza Kitchen, and a handful of you online who donated all kinds of goods and all kinds of money to help us provide that experience for that family. So thank you, thank you, thank you. What was unique about that experience is as we were at the church hosting this Christmas dinner for them, I noticed someone that kind of stood out. She stood out because of the smile, the light, the joy, the aliveness at which she approached her job and what she did all throughout the evening while she was there. And this was the custodian of the church. And I saw her walking around. I saw the light within her, the life within her, the smile on her face, how peppy and alive she was. And I couldn't take it anymore. I wanted to know what brought so much life to her and why she does this and how she got involved. How long has she been at the church? What does she do there? And so I went and interviewed her and just started talking to her and getting to know her. Turns out she's been there for 10 plus years. She's in charge of, I think, 5 or 6 different types of ministries within the church, the greeters, custodial, the baptism, all kinds of ministries. And she's quite the leader involved. And when I asked her, I'm like, how did you get started? What caused you to become such a great leader within this community? It was very interesting, her response. She said it was actually by accident. Well, if you believe in accidents, but I really wasn't applying for the job. I didn't show up and tell someone what I was going to do here or show them how important I was. It actually started because I got invited by her husband to come check out church, which she didn't want to go at the time. And on her way out of her very first time attending, she saw someone drop a piece of paper on the ground and she decided to just pick it up. And as she was walking over to the trash can, she noticed the trash can was overfilling. And she kind of took the bag out, tied it up, found the dumpster, dumped it in there, and noticed another box of empty bags for the trash can. She took it back, put the liner in, and left. Didn't say anything, didn't ask anyone anything. What ended up happening was each weekend, she would do the same thing because she noticed no one was taking care of it. So she just saw a job, got it done, stepped up and delivered. What ended up happening was within a few weeks, the minister or the pastor came out one day when she was doing it and said, hey, I've seen what you've been doing around here. And in that moment, she was kind of shocked and said she felt almost as if she was in trouble. And she goes, what do you mean? And he goes, you know, I saw you taking such great care of the place. I was wondering if you'd help lead that ministry. We don't have anyone helping, obviously. And it was right in the beginning of their church. So she just said, sure, I will. And she says, what's interesting is that moment there has led to literally 10 plus years of service and her taking on 5 to 6 different ministries within the church. It's amazing. Now, the reason I bring this up is there's so many of you who've decided to brand yourself as an expert, brand yourself as a leader, tell the world how amazing and incredible you are, which I believe you are in your own way. But I would challenge you this. Are you a leader through your branding? Are you a leader through your words? Are you a leader through what you say about yourself and how well your marketing is designed? Or are you a leader through action? Are you a leader who sees something that needs to be done in your community and you step up and deliver? Are you someone who you don't need the accolades, you don't need the praise? If you see something going on that needs your assistance, you find a way to make the difference that's needed. Well, what this week's worksheet is all about is helping you define what are those very specific points in your health, your mind, your body, your emotions, your business, everything that you can step up at an even higher level. And we all have them. They're usually the things we're avoiding, the things that bug us, the things that we're frustrated with. How can you really zone in on those and amplify your leadership by showing up and delivering with results, not talking? One last thing. For those of you who are watching and have an online business or want to take your business online, I hope you've enrolled for Marie Forleo's B-School. If you haven't, check out in the blog. We have a link there. Go check it out. It is the awesome foundation needed to absolutely magnify your brand online, reach more customers, make a difference, change the world, and make a ton of money while doing it. Make sure to check that out. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Can't wait to see you next week. Bye.